Aren't you glad you're a child of God and the mysteries of the kingdom are given to you? But see, we don't praise Him and worship Him. Like Kim, she got that revelation. We praise Him and He meets our needs. Does the King like praise? Yes. Did we sing about praise a while ago? I hope none of you were grumbling about the songs. God don't like grumbling. I hope you never have grumbled about none of the music we've had here, because we worship and praise Him in all of it. We've always, in fact, one of the things, some of you may or may not see that, but I used to stand there and just look at James when he's standing right here, when he's just worshiping the Lord when he's singing out. I think, wow, that man's caught up in worshiping God. He don't even know y'all are out there. He's just worshiping, praising to his heart's content. The mysteries of the kingdom are given to him, and he knows Jesus. But we should praise Him. He loves it when we praise Him. You know that? He don't like it when we grumble and complain. But He loves it when we praise Him. But blessed are your eyes, for you see, and for your ears, for they hear. Aren't you glad? Wow. Next couple of verses, Jordan. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Think about this. Think about the things. I can only go in my own life, but I can think of the years and years and years I was in church serving God. Did I know any of these principles that I know today? No. None of them. None of them. In fact, I remember when I had the privilege of running to Fred here a few years ago. He was up in Louisville in a health food store. And I walked in and I'm talking about some things. I meet the lady there and he was talking to her. And she said, "This is Fred." You know, and I said, "Okay." And I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Yeah." We talked a few minutes and I said, "When's the last time you saw a miracle or a healing, Fred?" He looks over at Peggy and says, "Is this guy real?" She said, "Yeah, he's very real." So me and Fred started talking. And I started telling him some of the things I see in God do. And after a few minutes, he said, "What are you doing next Saturday at 9 o'clock? I said, "Well, I don't think anything. Why?" He said, "I have a 1-hour live answer call-in show on radio, and I want you to be on that radio show with me." And so I said, "Okay, I'll do it for you." So we went down there and he told the people we got up started that morning. He said, "This is normally a live call-in show, but today I'm going to ask all the questions. There ain't going to be no call-ins allowed." And so that's what he did. For the next hour, he asked me questions. We talked about the kingdom of God and the power of the kingdom. And then after that 1 hour, he said, "Can I take you to dinner?" And that was 9 till 10. He said, "Can I take you to lunch?" I said, "Well, okay, it's 10:15. I said, "Yeah, I guess so. I eat an early lunch." Well, we went to lunch and we got through with lunch at 4 that afternoon. You remember that, Fred? 4 o'clock that afternoon. Fred said, "I got to learn these things." What was God doing? He was opening his eyes and his ears to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And now then, since that time, Fred has seen God do so many miracles and healings. You can say, "When's the last time you've seen God do a miracle?" "Oh," he said, "30 minutes ago, yesterday, last night." Hey, that's not like it was a few years ago, was it, Fred? He changed your life when he opened the mysteries of the kingdom to you, didn't he? Totally. And it makes you a better man. It makes you and your wife better. If both of you will only do what God says, it'll make your marriage better. It'll make you a wonderful couple. But both of you got to do what God says. Both of you have to do it. Everybody has a job. And so we just do what he said. But you have to hear God and hear his word and do what he says. Therefore, he says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower." Now then, that's verse 18. Okay, Jordan, let's go from here to verse 24. 13:24. "Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field." Now this, he told us many places in his word what the kingdom is like. Now, if you read all these and meditate on these, it'll scare your socks off of you. I mean, it really will. Because if he gives us the examples through these parables of what the kingdom of heaven is like, that's what the kingdom's like. So he's given us examples. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares or weeds among the wheat and went his way. Now then, do you think that we bring in the church and people get saved, you think the enemy's not going to come by and try his best to sow a few little tares out in here among us? You think the enemy would do his best to get you out of church? You think he would do his best to put you to sleep at night so you're too tired to study his word? He wouldn't do that, would he? You mean that beast would do that to us? Oh, how do we know he will do that to us? Because who's in here that hadn't had that test? Every one of us have. I mean, the enemy will come to you. I mean, he'll do everything to you. I mean, he will do everything he can to get you out of that love walk with God. He wants to get you all upset with your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, whatever he can. He will come and sow these weeds or these tares in among you. And after he sows all this, he goes on to another church. I mean, he comes by and says, oh, let me throw a few of these weed seed here among this church. Get them all stirred up. You know, I can just see now, here's a man and a woman at home, got two or three children. That daddy's just come in, he's tired, and mama's worked hard all day and she's tired. And they kiss each other and they're going to have a good evening meal together. And everything's going great. And the devil, I mean, they're just loving everybody and the kids are happy. And the devil thinks, he walks, looks in the window and says, you know, that family's too happy. I need to run in there and throw a few little tares. Let me go in there and throw one on Ernest and one on Esther, one on Fred, you know. And then he'll put a little thought in your mind. And then you'll hear something here. Honey, how was your day? And he thought she said, you didn't do a good day's work today. He said, what do you mean, woman? I worked my tail off today. I worked hard today. She said, what are you jumping all over me for? I worked pretty hard myself today. And first thing you know, we got a battle going on. I know that ain't never happened, has it? No. Well, that happens to everybody. Everybody. You know, the first time you have a little disagreement between you and your spouse, you think, I love this guy. I didn't know he had that in him. But let me tell you, he's got that in him because there's a devil out there. Isn't that right? He'll do everything he can. So that enemy comes in and he sows these tares. And this is how the kingdom is. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And then he went on his way. Next couple of verses. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Now we get to see the results. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? I mean, you know, from where did all these weeds come from? You know, so what did the king say? Next couple of verses. He said to them, an enemy has done this. Now, the enemy is still alive and well. And he comes into the church, and he'll do everything he can to get you upset with anybody. Your friend, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband. He'll do everything he can to stir up strife and discord in the church. He's really good at what he does. Really good. But we, children of the kingdom, have got to be smarter than the beast. When he comes and does something to us and tries to get us to sin somewhere, and we fall. How many of us have not failed somewhere in sin in our life? Somehow, some way. I remember, although I was raised up in an extremely good family and didn't ever walk into sins the world walked in, I remember one time when I was working for the Chevrolet house as a young man. I started working there when I was about, I don't know, 16, I guess, something like that. And I washed cars, cleaned up new cars, and then finally worked on into different things. And after two or three or four years of working there, I finally was able to buy me a car, and then they gave me a key to the place. They trusted me. I was a hard worker. I remember one night, of course, I had the privilege to drive into the shop after hours, open the door, drive my car and put it on the rack, raise it up, change the oil, grease it, do all that stuff. And one night, I changed the oil. I had the filter, I changed the oil, put 5 quarts of Gulf Pride oil in it, which is what I used to believe in when they had it. And I left the car then and drove out, and I never paid for that 5 quarts oil. Forgot it. So every once in a while, something would prompt me and say, you didn't pay for that oil. Now, what do you think that was? Just my conscience? Maybe the Holy Ghost, huh? But I'd keep thinking, well, okay, next time I think about it, I will pay for that 5 quarts oil. So years went by, and I went to another job, and I never paid for that 5 quarts oil. Never did pay for it. So years later, after I'd been to the war and back and everything else, now I'm up here in New York taking a test to go to work for the airline. I mean, you know, I got my ratings and everything, and I can fly multi-engine airplanes and the whole nine yards, and I'm up there. And they send me, after I take all, I take 2 days of written test about what I know. And I really came through with flying colors because I'd been teaching most of this stuff in schools. So, man, the tests were easy for me. I made extremely high grades on the test. But when they sent me downtown for this test, I said, what's this one? He said, they're going to check you and see if you tell the truth. I thought, I ain't never had a test like this. They sent me downtown New York City, and the guy sent me down and said, is your name Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes. He said, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and the only way you'll be able to answer them is yes or no. Every question. And then he come down and he said, have you ever stole anything? I mean, what do you think the Holy Ghost, or at least the devil, one of them immediately brought that, bam, you stole that 5 quarts oil. I said, yes. So then he said, oh, okay, if you've stole something. He stopped me and he said, what do you think the value of it was? I said, well, when I stole it, oil was 25 cents a quart. So $1.25. Wow. I mean, it don't sound like much today, does it? But when you're working back then for $5 a day, you know, $1.25 was a bunch. But, you know, today that don't sound like much. But see, I said, well, yeah, 25 cents a quart back in those days. So I said, yeah, $1.25. He said, now, is that the most money or most you've ever stole in your life? I said, yeah. You never stole anything else besides that $1.25 worth of oil? I said, no. I didn't have any idea that the day was going to come, a job I wanted was going to pay great money as an airline pilot was going to be on the line whether I'm a thief or whether I'm honest.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.